Reality. Number 9's the favourite at 320 for Chris Lees and Andrew Gibbons. Russian Romeo, number 4 at 440. And Shuffle Up, number 2 at 550. And I loved Andrew Gibbons when we did on that Thursday preview, Gary, for the country championship race tomorrow. And I congratulated him on that milestone of 1,000 winners. He said, I kept it away from Gary. I didn't want Gary to know until I did it.
That's exactly right. And his young son, he's there with him, Dylan, he's riding work for Chris Lees. He wants to be a jockey as well. And Dylan was there. He never said boo. He always watches the races with us. As soon as they went over the line, he said, that was Dad's 1,000th winner. Yeah. He didn't want me to Joanie.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mate, I think he'll ride this winner, Gibber. He is a lovely filly, Materiality, owned by Peter Rorton and others up there at Vinery Stud. Chris has got her. She was good winning a maiden at Musselbrook the other day, and the horse she beat at Paul Massara's is very good, and he followed in yesterday at Crindye Normality. She'll love the mile here. She's very smart. I like her. Number 4, Russian Romeo for Kieran Maher and David Eustace. Very honest. Last start winner at Goulburn. Got to be hard to beat here. Number 2, Shuffle Up. Won well for Richard Friedman. At good odds too here a few weeks back. And number 6, Faith in Kind. 9, 4, 2, and 6.
9, 4, 2, and 6. I think that we mozz them, Gary. I mean, we don't do that.
Know my answer to trainers when they say, oh, we don't like being interviewed before the race. You put them on it. I say, I interview Chris Lees every time he's at the races. He trained 191 winners last year. So have a look at the stats.
Yeah, no, exactly. When Harley walks up, you just say yes. That's what you do.
Yeah. If they're going to win, they're going to win, Andrew.
Yeah, exactly. Race number 7, the Big Vin, number 6, another for Andrew Gibbons, the favourite at 370. Over 3, Tim's Principal for Jeremy Gask. It's at $4.80.
Andrew, he's well known, this horse, the Big Vin. They have trouble getting him in the... he is a bit of a problem at the barrier, but he only just fits in the gate. He is a massive horse, and he's a very, very smart horse. Kylie Gavinlock's got him. Gibbo has rode him in every start that he's had, in all 6 starts, for 2 wins and 2 seconds, and he was a good thing beaten on another occasion. He's won 2 trials lately on the Beaumont track end at Wyong. He's a good fresh horse, and I think he'll win. He's a very smart horse. Tim's Principal goes really good for Jeremy Gash. First up here, Jeremy's up at Scone these days. Trial the other day at Scone, wasn't asked to do much in the trial, and his form is very, very good. He is a winner on this track. Number 1, Fratellino, always puts in. It'll be up front, fights on well, and number 9, The Line, down from Tamworth. Hits back and runs on. 6, 3, 1, and 9.
The second last race, 8, number 8, Hit the Targets, the favourite at 370, over 13, Mill City at 460.
Gee, this is a tough race. This is a real tough race. I've got Mill City Stablemate on top, and I don't want to give it. Everard, it'll be a bit of odds if you have a look there. Goes all right, this horse, and I thought the trial was all right. What happened here, Andrew? I thought Chris's other horse was a good thing, Lady of Shalott. But the devil, he took a Canterbury and it won last night.
Yeah.
So I've left with a stablemate here, Everard. This is a horse that went round in the Spring Stakes at Newcastle. Got me 2.5 lengths by Aramea. First up the day after 2 trials. Got me on Golden Tycoon the other day at Wyong. Thought the trial was fair enough, and I think it'll be hard to beat. At a bit of odds. Number 12. Oakfield Twilight loves the track. It'll run okay. Number 3, Mangione, Chris Wallace. Keep a close watch on this. Goes really good, this horse. Will it be ready first up? That's a question. It was a top trial behind Dyslexic and Jungle Eyes. Got to be a chance. And Mill City. Will it run further? It's a Kiwi now with Chris Lees. Went up favourite. May just want a bit further, but it'll be running on strong. And the one you said favourite hit the target, it's got a good record too. Really tough quadrilla leg. 10, 12, 3 and 13.
$9 right now with Tab is Everard. A look at the last here, Gary. Number 8, Miss Redoble.
Yep,
it's currently at 420 over Nick and Nita, number 12 at 460.
She's very talented, Miss Radoval. I like her. She loves a big track. She was really good bowling in it, going two runs back. Then she went to Hawkesbury and she won easy again. Tracy Bartley's got her. 4 wins, 2 seconds, 10 starts. Hits back and runs on strong and will love this track. She was a certainty beat me one day when she was unplaced 1 or 2 preparations back. Number 5, Norton, hard to beat. Former Victorian, now with Bjorn Baker. Robert Thompson very rarely has a ride for Bjorn because Bjorn's got his riders, you know, that ride work and all for him. But he's put Robert on today. He's got a good barrier. I'd be very wary of it. Number 12, third pick in the race. Johnny Bateman, Nick Anita, all the way up from Goulburn. I can't remember John Bateman being here before. So, you know, it's in a good stable, got very good metropolitan form for a race like this. And number 14, Sausalita. It's a bit of a roughie, but he can pull out a good one. 8, 5, 12 and 14, mate.
And what's your best, Gary?
Belgian. Race 5, number 3.
Race 5, number 3. Mate, we'll get your late mail on air through the afternoon. Enjoy your day at Broadmeadow.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley there. And don't forget on Monday, that transfer meeting, Cessnock to Newcastle on Monday. By the way, if you've missed anything right through the morning, all the information is available on the Sky Sports Radio Twitter page at Sky Sports Radio 1. Podcast interviews, all the tips from our form analysts, they're all there at Sky Sports Radio 1 on Twitter. Glenn Munsey's been sitting here patiently. Paul Joyce has been very patient about to join us. You've got some info?
Adrian Late not riding at Newcastle today, Andrew. So the changes there. Jess Taylor in race number 1 on Femme Puissante. In race 2, Travis Wolfram goes on to No Greater Love. In race 6, Jess Taylor on Eagle Works. And in race 8, Jess Taylor goes on to Witty Woman. Adrian's partner, Carolina, is not too far off having another baby.
Yep.
And she's not feeling too well. So Adrian's pulled the pin and he's gone the sensible route, yep. And he's staying at home to look after Carolina.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, Glenn. Glenn Munsey
there.
Thanks,
mate. Let's get Joyce's tips. Let's get Joyce's tips.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break. Traffic update. A lot of traffic that will be heading to Randwick for the appearance of Winx. Looking forward to it. That'll come up in about 25 minutes as we count down. Gates opening for members 11:30. General public 11:45. Paul Joyce is next, looking at Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio has harness and greyhound racing covered from all angles. Check out all the wash-up from Menangle and Wentworth Park, plus a full week of highlights. Chasing and Pacing Rewind. Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle, raising funds for charities and local sporting clubs. There are thousands of prizes to be won, all while supporting a good cause. Tickets just $10 at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCAU/2086.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing bring you every memorable moment of racing's sizzling summer season. This is the sound of summer. From all the newsmakers, trainers, jockeys, owners and officials. We've got all of summer racing's hottest stories straight from the horse's mouth. Your best start to every wagering day is Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB.
Yes, and we continue to broadcast from Royal Randwick, a hive of activity with all the staff virtually here now to look after you when you get here to Randwick. As I say, gates opening for the members at 11:30, the general public at 11:45. Winx will be here at 3:50 to jump here a couple of hours before that. And as we've told you through the morning, she's at stall 108 in the new race day stalls area if you want to go down and have a look at her before the race. Let's have a chat with Paul Joyce. He's online to have a look at Randwick today. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew. Terrific morning it is too in Sydney. And what a day. Winx is back. We're into the autumn carnival and we've got 9 good races to get through on a good track. And look, I think the track will race really well today, so can't wait to get stuck in.
Yeah, good four, 5.14. They put 4 mil on at 8:30 yesterday morning, and Nevesh is elated just how well it's come together with the rail at the 3-metre mark. Back at French's Forest, Andrew Hurley from TAB. Morning to you, Andrew.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, Andrew, and reiterate what Joycey has just said, a cracking day's racing. Really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, beautiful out here. Just the slightest of breezes, and I just can't wait for the action to begin. And it will begin at 12:50, Andrew. What's happening in the two-year-old, the Pierrot Plate?
Number one, Garibaldi, 7.50 to 7. 7.50 to 8 for Jonah. Covert Ops is a $4 chance. Opened up at that quote this morning. 19 into 16 for All Cylinders. Powertrain, 126 to 67. 480 to 460, Fiery Red. Rotator, it's very good on debut. 380 to 370, back to 380. Intrepidacious, a $34 chance. 12 into 11, Tenley. Icebath, 81-21 for Valda Stana. Look, not a lot of activity at this stage. It's pretty wide open, but Rotator is the favourite at 380.
Yeah, speed in this race, Andrew. We've got a lot of it with these two-year-olds. Covert Ops, All Cylinders, Powertrain, Fiery Red, and they're drawn right across the track. So good speed, and I think that'll suit Rotator here. Number seven, I'm going 7, 1, 3, and 6. Look, she probably should have won the Widden. She went for a run at the top of the straight and it closed up. And the horse that took it was Immersement, who ended up winning the race. And Rotator went down a lip, really. That was off one quiet trial, so I'm sure she can improve. But really, just the way this race maps, the big Randwick track, I think Rotator can get over top of them here. But what about this Garibaldi? How impressive was he at Eagle Farm on debut for Tony Gollan? Huey Bowman's jumped on, Barrier 2. He'll run very well, I would expect, the son of I'm Invincible. The three Covert Ops, another son of I'm Invincible, just edged out in the Breeders, won a trial at Rose Hill coming into this. He'll have to do a bit of work up on speed, and the last 50 metres might test, but he'll be there for a long way. Number six, Fiery Red, a son of Piero for Gay and Adrian. He wasn't far off them in the Breeders, and he's won both his trials this time in, and he's come up with a lovely soft gate. So there are a plenty of chances in the first, but I'll be backing Rotator, 7, 1, 3, 6.
That's the first at 10 to 1, and we know all the prize money's so vital heading towards the Golden Slipper. Tab Highway, it's a different sort of race this week. It's a Class 3, but particularly over the 1,800 metres. What are the movers this morning?
All right, nothing like Harry. 220 is your firm favourite. Opened at 240 this morning. 18 into 14 for Aragonese. Balanza is a $23 chance. Western firms in from 8 to 750. 12 to 10 for Fui San. Hames is a 9.50 chance, getting out from 8.50. 6 to 7 for Tobomori. Point Main is a $7 chance, no change today. 26, no change for Tiara Road. Georgian Court, 101, and $16 for Trumbo. Of course, that's race number 2 on the card, Andrew, and races 1 to 5, both at Randwick and Flemington today. Place a win bet, and if your horse runs second or third, you'll get a bonus bet back up to $50.
Yeah, it's a good deal, Hurls. Speed in the highway. I think it'll come from Trumbo, the first emergency. He's drawn the outside gate, so he just has to put the foot down and cross them. Number 13, Georgian Court, will go forward, and the 4 Western won't be far away off that wide gate. And nothing like Harry, the favourite, with Huey Bowman aboard. Not sure where he settles. He can settle in the first 2 or 3, or he might just take a trail here. Either way, I think he'll be too good. I've gone 1, 7, 6, and 10. He's a big strapping horse, this nothing like Harry. Still lightly raced, 9 starts, 3 wins, 3 placings. And 2 starts back at Flemington, that benchmark 78 race over 2,000 metres. He fought it right to the line there with Lamborghini, who's gone right on with the job since. There's been a stack of winners come through that Flemington race. And I love benchmark races coming back to these highways. Add Hugh Bowman into the mix, a lovely barrier. And I just think he's going to be too classy for them. Away from him, I thought number 7, Tobomori, coming off a Wagga Class 1 maiden win. He's lightly raced, still got some upside, and he won that race very easily. The 6, Harmes, got the blinkers first time, so that might sharpen him up a bit. He's just been on the place getter's heels of late in these highways. And number 10, Pont Main, coming out of a Wagga maiden, you wouldn't think that form could hold up in a Class 3 highway, but there is something about this horse. That was his obviously his first career start, and he looked very good doing it, lovely action, and he's bred to get over a trip. So we'll go one on top clearly in the highway from 7, 6 and 10.
Yeah, most of us all morning have been talking about Wagga, but it's been relative to Pont Main, but you're putting Tobomori in there, number 7. 1, 7, 6 and 10 in race number 2. Race 3, the scratchings here are 4, 9 and 10.
The deductions here, Zippy Zip Adi Duda, 9x9, 4x4 for all cash, and Fabricator 6x6. Al Gravano, 850 to 9. Number 2, Reneged, 19, no change. Monsieur Sisu, 10 to 11. Very short price favourite is Gayatri, 165, no change today. 850 to 950, back into 8 for Equipped. Letter to Juliet, 23 into 18. Art Attack, 950, no change. 26 for Resort. Curata Princess down the bottom, 13 to 14. All the rage here is the favourite at $1.65.
Yeah, hard to see her getting beaten. Even though she's got the outside gate here, she's got that little bit of tactical pace which Hugh Bowman utilised last start at Warwick Farm. So in looking at the speed, Monsieur Sisu probably leads them up from the likes of Equipped and Resort. But as I said, Hughie Bowman will position Gayatri basically wherever he wants to. And I think she'll be too good. I've gone 5, 1, 8, and 6. Now, it's very hard to tip against her. 6 starts, 4 wins, 2 placings. She won over 2,200 last start, courtesy of a gun Bowman ride. So she's only got to get an extra 200. And when Hughie jumped off of that day, he did suggest not only would she appreciate 2,400, but probably 3,200. So he's confident she'll stay all day. And just with that upside against a bunch of rivals that we've got very good lines through, I can't see how they'll beat her today. Number 1, Al Gravano, he's got some sort of upside. He's sort of hitting his straps now for the Chris Lee stable and cracked it for a win at Canterbury last start. So he's a Quinella chance. Number 8, Art Attack, well, he ticks the 2,400-metre box, which not many of these do. So he's had the 3 starts at the trip for 2 wins. So he could add some value to your Quinellas and trifectas. And number 6, Equipped, he doesn't win out of turn. He's got a very poor win strike rate, but a very high place strike rate. So from barrier 1 over the distance that he likes, I think you could throw him in all of your multis. But the 5 should be winning. You can stand her out. 5, 1, 8, 6.
We move to race 4 on this day for the Chinese Festival, the New Year period, and relevance everyone's been talking about, Winks, but a significant day out here, and the ATC have worked closely with the Chinese community, and this is the Lunar New Year Handicap, Andrew, and it's the first leg of the Big Six, which today they're thinking at TAB it'll get to $250,000.
And there's a jackpot of $88,888, to be precise, there for the Big Six.
They like the eights.
Absolutely. Lucky number. Yeah. All right. Good field engaged here. Wayanka comes out 4x4. Special Missile, 26, no change. Don't Give a Damn, 340 to 360. 61 to 71 for Caravali. Bolero King, 51's no change. Perrette, 480 into 460. $14 for King Lear, Matt McGurran for Tony Newing. We've got Gorgon, a $51 to $61 chance. Tassara, 19 to 18, back to 19. You Make Me Smile, 8 to 750. Diplomatico, good tip around for it today. 260 to 270, back to that 260 quote. And Alart, 51 to 61.
Speed in the race here. Look, I think you're looking at the horses like Special Missile, Don't Give a Damn, You Make Me Smile, the obvious leader. He's led through winning throughout to win his last couple. And you've got Bolero King, Gorgon, a few there just to keep things honest. So genuine speed, it'll suit Diplomatico from the gun gate. I've gone 10, 5, 2 and 9. Diplomatico, what can you say about him? He's lightly raced, he's got loads of upside. He was thrown in the deep end there in the Coolmore Stud Stakes, Group 1, down the straight behind Sunlight, Zusane, Lean Mean Machine. And he wasn't disgraced, only beaten 6 lengths at the end of that prep. Very quiet trial coming into this during the week. And off that gate with the speed on up front, he just looks as though he's the horse you've got to go for here. If there's a knockout, it'll be the 5 Perrette. I think he's the other horse suited by the fast pace. Hughie Bowman back aboard, a massive tick for this horse, because Hughie's won 3 of his 4 starts that Perrette's saluted. So he definitely goes best for Hugh. Number 2, Don't Give a Damn. No trial, but we know Danny Williams gets some fit down there at Goulburn. So he's got a bit of X factor about him on pace. He'll have to absorb some pressure first up with a big weight, but he'll give a good sight, as will number 9, You Make Me Smile, who's coming off 2 Canterbury wins, but they've been dominant efforts, and I think he'll be in this for a long way again. But I just think the backmarkers will get their chance here, and I think they're a bit better than the rest of them. 10, 5, 2 and 9.
Paul's thoughts in the Lunar New Year Handicap, race 4 at 2:40. We then get to the stakes races, and Sky Sports Radio fully committed to a major coverage right through the rest of the carnival here, and Paul Joyce is going to be joining Darren Flindell after all of the stakes races today to give you that immediate analysis. You'll hear all the after-race interviews immediately as well. So even if you're coming to the races, the good old days, you used to take the radio with your earphones. Well, make sure you do wherever you go. Stay with Sky Sports Radio through the TAB app or through your radio, because you'll get immediate analysis from Paul on all of these feature races. Hurls, what about the Southern Cross?
Brutal, now 195, and that's the best price bet since markets opened. We'll go up the top. Dothraki, 850 at no change. Or, beg your pardon, got to 9, back to 850. 750 to 850, Dreamforce. Kaepernick, 10 in half a point to 950. 12 to 10 for Lancey Arnaud. Good support here for Noir today. A 9 into 7. 26 to 31 for Eckstein. Don't give a damn, comes out. 8 by 8, the deduction. Alberman, 26, no changes. As I said, Brutal, 180. $1.95 to $1.95 and $12 in good time. Interesting to see if the bookies at TAB take on Brutal. They're certainly dangling the carrot somewhat this morning, $1.85 to $1.95, and as I said, that's been the best price bet since markets opened. And as I said, Noir 9 into 7 did open as much as 15.
Yeah, pace here. Look, Brutal will come across within good time. They've drawn the outside two gates, and it's just a matter of whether Brenton Abdullah wants to press on and lead or happy to take the sit outside of in good time, and they can pretty much control the speed. I think Tothraki will take the trail. Dreamforce will be thereabouts, and Alverman usually likes to tuck in for a sit. I've gone 9, 5, 4 and 2 as a result of that. I just think Brutal will get all those on-pace favours here. The wide gate doesn't worry me. He's undefeated, he's won both his trials, he can't have done any more than he's done. And I do think the bookies will take him on a touch. I think he'll get black odds at some stage because he is stepping out of his grade here into this race, and that is the query that I think bookies will risk him on. But I think he's got the potential to get away with it. So 9 on top, Brutal, to beat the 5, Noir. I think she's the huge knockout chance here. Chris Waller thought enough of her to throw her into two very deep group ones at the end of the spring, the Toorak and the Kennedy Mile. And she wasn't far away in either of them, and she had a bit of bad luck in both races. So first up, she usually fires, and she goes terrifically well for Karen at McAvoy. The 4, Lanciardo, watch for him steaming home late. I think the 1,200 is a touch short, but he's a horse I really like, and there'll be a race for him during the carnival. And number 2, Dreamforce, should run well enough first up. 9, 5, 4 and 2.
We move then to the Star Apollo, the appearance of Winx. It'll be jumping at 3.50. You'll be able to see her in the race day stall area in stall 108. What price right now at TAB?
$1.10, and I can tell you, just got a message from Tim Ryan from TAB, a bet of $219,000 at $1.10 taken a short time ago. Now, that's on top of a bet of $250,000 during the week and $225,000 on the champ. And that $250,000 is the biggest bet we've ever taken on her. All right, let's have a look at the market. We'll also have a look at the Winx Out market, Andrew, if that's okay. 9 to 9.50, happy clap up. Patrick Aaron, 126, 101 Brimham Rocks. Tommy Melbourne, 26, no change. Now, Winx opened at $1.08, got to $1.10. In fact, it got to $1.12 with the early bird special. Of course, it's back with TAB every Friday afternoon from 12 till 8. Unforgotten, 21. 51 to 41 for Egg Tart. Aloysia is 31 to 34. Now, the Winx Out market, you'll find it under sports and racing specials. Happy Clapper is the favourite at $1.70. At 5.50, both Tom Melbourne and also Unforgotten. $8 for Aloysia, 51 Brimham Rocks. Egg Tart, $12 and 67 for Patrick Aaron. But, gee, some monster bets there, Andrew, on the Champ Winx this afternoon.
Yeah, look, speed's a question. We've all spoken about it ever since the fields came out. And, you know, Tom Melbourne could lead. And if he relaxes, he could control the tempo. If he over races, obviously, the speed will be a bit quicker than we expect. And Happy Clapper from Barrier 1. Don't be surprised if they're a bit bold today and try and get as much of a gap over Winx as they can if they're really going to be fair dinkum about trying to knock her off. I don't think that anything will beat her. 5, 4, 1 and 6. She's an absolute champion, this mare, and she brings everyone to the races. She gets us all talking, and I think she'll win 30 straight. She's just got that turn of foot that the others can't match at weight for age. Number 4, Tom Melbourne. I think he can hold down second if he gets a soft lead. He's at least got that fitness on his side after winning the Carrington. Happy Clapper, trialled super coming into this. He'll run well from the inside gate. Number six, Unforgotten. I think she'll just be warming up late at the end of 1400. So let's give her a cheer. Five winks, 5, 4, 1, and 6.
I love the makeup of the tabloid fingers. So much intrigue around it. We heard this morning, we got the info from jockey manager Brian Haskins that Hugh Bowman went to El Dorado Dreaming as his ride outside, you know, obviously Madame Rouge there with Jay Ford. He went El Dorado Dreaming's way. What is the thoughts with the market at this stage?
Gee, I tell you what, this is a good race, isn't it? Uhud is an $8.50 chance, opened up at $8 this morning. El Dorado Dreaming, 15 into 12. Graceful Glamour, 26 is no change. Terminology, 12 to 11, back to 12. Melt, 14 to 15. Now, your favourite is Miss Fabulous. It's just getting out from 270 to 310 today, so it's a little bit easy in the market. We've got Pohutukawa. I tried it about 15
well,
times
done,
before
Earl.
I came
yeah.
on. At 19 into 15. Sylvia's Mother, 350 to 340, back to 350. So it's right on Miss Fabulous's hammer now as far as favouritism is concerned. Madame Rouge, 17 into 15 today. Nikita Jane, 11's no change. And Autumn, 101 into 61. Now, I can tell you, as far as dollars held, it's Sylvia's money in front of Sylvia's Mother, rather, in front of Miss Fabulous. So, as I said, it's been a drift today, Miss Fabulous. A trim in for Sylvia's Mother. May even contest for favouritism.
Yeah, speed in the race is interesting. There's not a lot of it. Terminology drawn out, but she'll cross and find the front from Sylvia's Mother, I expect. And that's about it for the speed. You've got the likes of Graceful Glamour, Melt, and perhaps Autumn sort of handy, but nothing really putting any pressure on the leaders. In saying that, I'm tipping Madame Rouge, 9, 8, 6 and 2. Hopefully she can get somewhere near the speed. She generally gets back, hits the line in her trials. But she has been up there at a couple of her races and from a soft gate today. Hopefully Jay Ford can keep her close enough to the action. She's definitely tested at set weight. She's only got a benchmark of 71. But she's terrific first up, and it's really her trials that have steered me into her. Hugh Bowman trialled her twice, and she just looked to be moving in great order. She's always threatened to win a race like this. She was in the market in the T-Rose last prep. So at the big odds, I've backed her each way. But I think number eight, Sylvia's Mother's a huge chance. She's got race fitness. She's in form. She's shooting for five in a row. She'll go forward, I expect. Miss Fabulous, they're going to try and ride her back a bit, which makes sense first up. They're still trying to get her to settle and find the line, which has been her big challenge. That's what Border Undone in the Flight Stakes in the grand final during the spring. But she's just all class, this filly, and no surprise if she just blew them away here today at set weights. And El Dorado Dreaming, well, if Huey opted that way, you've got to give a lot of credit. She's had two very good trials. Now Chris Lees has really had a handle on her. She could be in for any sort of preparation, already being a Group 1 winner. What a great field it is. 9, 8, 6 and 2 for me.
Even, you know, you look at El Dorado, but Mark Newnham's pair, from an Oaks point of view, are they going to extend out? How have they come back? Really good race, the tabloid fingers at 4.30. The Triskay is for a good group of mares here. What's the market telling us here?
It's very wide open, Andrew. So a real head-scratcher for punters at this stage. We've got I Am Excited. It's 5.50, no change. 5 to 6, Invincible Gem. Princess Posh, 15 out of point to 16. Bella Martini, 8.50 to 9. Resin is a scratching. 5 by 5, the deduction there. Siren's Fury, 31 into 26. Manicure, well-supported today. 5.50 into 4.80. Frolic, 21 to 23. Sweet Scandal, 480, got the 550, back into 5. 850, Alassio. All over Bossa Nova, 18 into 16. Jaden Tom, 34 to 31. 26 to 31 for Jorda. It's a really interesting race. As I said, the favourite's been well backed here today, Manicure. But there's quite a few in the market, Andrew. Just looking at the hold on the race, including All Over Bossa Nova, Frolic, and Siren's Fury. All of those at odds. But I'm Excited holds the most amount of money. But as I said, 480 of the field, real tough race.
Yeah, typical open mares race this. Good speed. I think you've got Manicure drawn out. It'll have to go forward. Sweet Scandal's been leading and winning. Alassio likes to get up there. All Over Bossa Nova loves to lead. And Jaden Tom will just add a little bit of extra pressure from out wide. So I've lent for the class runners that'll sit back off the speed here. And that's 1, 2, 4, 3. I'm Excited. She'll get this run to suit. I think the wide gate's a huge plus. It'll give Kieran McAvoy just the chance to let that all unfold in front of him and find the centre of the track. turning for home, and she's very sharp fresh. She's up to this grade, and she's the way I'm playing it. Just ahead of Invincible Gem. Like the way she's trialling. Another one with great first up figures, and Hugh Bowman rides. The four Bella Martini. This was an eye-catching trial during the week behind stablemate Dyslexic. She looks ready to go first up. And number three, Princess Posh, off that inside gate. She'll just sit back, get the smother, and she's the real knockout chance on a good track at big odds. 1, 2, 4, 3 in the Triskay.
What's happening in the last here? Hurls at 10 to 6.
All right, almost caught.